Blog Talk Radio.
You, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, you have tuned into the Brides of Christ Missions Outreach broadcast here on the Stars of Heaven Network, only on Blog Talk Radio. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you on this terrific Tuesday. It is a terrific Tuesday, and I hope the second day of your work week is going well. And I'm excited and blessed and really in a sobering mood as I come to you today, because this message is really one that I praise and thank God that I'm preaching in its timing. And I share with you and bring it to you, the fall harvest. I'm ministering on three words the Lord gave me for this offering, and that is rituals, customs, and feast. And I share with you some things about rituals. And now I'm going to be ministering to you today on feast. And I'm glad that you have decided to join me today on the Sides of Heaven Network. And I certainly hope that you are truly aligned with the Lord today. Amen. I truly hope that you are saved today, that you know the Lord in the pardon of your sins. And I have a lot to get to in this broadcast, so I'm going to get right into it. And I just, a lot of times before I get into the message, I just try to share some nuggets with you that the Lord has given me, especially in preparing for these broadcasts, because truly each message, I believe, is what I feel that the Lord is saying. And I bless and praise God that you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And having observed Columbus Day yesterday, this message was right in tune and in line with what I was going to minister. And again, the Lord gives me a lot of these messages ahead of time, and he unfolds to me what's happening. And so as a the sheep of his pasture, first and foremost, and being a daughter and an heir of salvation, being saved, because without being in that place and being saved and staying saved, amen, by grace, and having my heart right before the Lord and keep it right before God and keeping my soul up before the Lord, I wouldn't be here. Amen. So everything derives from our relationship from God, and that position should come from being born again. Amen. And this message is just a reminder of really what's going on, the reality of what's going on in our world today, the reality of what you really should be focusing on. Amen. And I'm excited and really with the fear of the Lord minister this word. So, having said that, I'm just praising, thanking God for the Facebook post that I put up yesterday, because I gave you a quick advertisement of today's message, and I'm excited about this prophetic heralding that speaks to customs that relates to not just your fall harvest, but to help you. Those of you who are pioneers, those of you who have taken the reins, amen, those of you who are the leaders in your own life, amen, those of you who has the Lord, amen, as your Lord and Savior, amen, the captain of your ship, amen. And I wanted to name this message passages, because throughout our faith journey and walk with the Lord, you know, that's what exactly is going to happen. It's going to take us through different passages. Our journey consists of different paths that he will give us, and how he leads us and guide us into all truth and coming to the place of fulfillment and fulfilling the promise of God in our life. And those passages always lead to what? Discovery, amen, which is also revelation, amen. And that's what the Word of God said, that if you seek me with your whole heart, you shall find me, and that he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And he was sharing with me that the discovery, amen, and the blessed day of Columbus Day, and me praying about that day, will lead to new lands. Amen. And not only new lands, but hidden treasures. And the Word of God said that he will give us hidden treasures in darkness. Amen. And even though this word spoke to me regarding how to keep my compass, amen, how you can keep your compass, keep your faith on track, amen, keep your focus on what's really important, and that is worshiping the Lord, pleasing him, amen. And so with the right focus, having the right heart, we can see and come into the new lands and the hidden treasures, as well as transfers, because he also was saying that there will be transfers of wealth. Not only transfer of wealth, but he said it will also be transfer of anointing. Amen. Many people who are going on to be with the Lord have really used up their anointing, but many, the Lord will share with me, have forfeited their a place in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of heaven, and that anointing is being transferred to different people. So really, you really have to have a discerning eye in here to know and who's really speaking from the Holy Spirit of Jesus, amen. And that's what I often share with you, it's real dangerous to be caught up with spirituality and with the gifts of the Spirit and all excited about manifestations and seeing stuff, because everything that manifests is not of God, amen. And especially if you have been open to the spiritual world and you have not repented of your sins. Amen. That's where we get witchcraft from. And, you know, the devil knows how to play on the word and use people to pray on the word and play on the word to get you to believe a lie. Amen. Or to mislead you so that you won't come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So it's real important for you to to understand that the Lord really wants you to know him. Amen. He said, behold, I come and I stand and knock at the door. If any man open up, I'll come in and be with him and sup with him. He shall be my people and I will be their God. But I want to stay on track because what he was sharing with me when he pressed upon me this yesterday was not only that word about new discovery, which means going from faith to faith and glory to glory in the image of the Lord, receiving elevation in the spirit as he opens up to us. Amen. But also that was a word of prosperity that was in that word. And I'm excited to touch on that later on in the broadcast. But I'm going to take this in divine order because I want to stay on track and because I don't want to miss anything that I have in my notes that he's given me. And make sure that you understand really what's going on, really what's really going on, amen, in the heavens and in the earth and how important it is for you to know that you play a part, verse or vice, you play a part, amen. And when he was sharing me about this word, about our inheritance in the marketplaces, he was sharing with me that our inheritance, amen, is given to us and unveiled to us in maturity, amen. And we shouldn't want to get ahead of God and want to tap into and sorcerize and see what you see for me and all this stuff about what God got for you, and you're not really developed enough to carry it, amen, because anything that God gives you, amen, if he gives it to you, either you're able to handle it on your own or he will give you true, holy, godly people to share with you and mentor you on how to do it, amen. And at the end result of that shall always be peace. Amen. The end result of that shall always be in righteousness. Amen. Anybody who's receiving counsel, especially if it, quote unquote, is of the Lord, should be and speak of him. Amen. Not of the flesh. Let me say that. So that speaks to your talents, your gifts, your stewardship. Amen. You don't want to be like the prodigal son who wanted his right here, right now. Give it to me when he got out there and the father gave him his heritage, which he insisted on having. He ended up blowing. Amen. He cast his servant for the swine. Amen. And end up living in the pig hall. Amen. Pig pen. And so his father, being a loving father, received him back. And that's how God is. So I don't want you to waste your time and let people waste your time on lies. Amen. Or erroneous doctrine. Because it's this type of stuff that will keep you from receiving your inheritance. Amen. And first, that inheritance, it starts by you knowing who you are, amen, knowing whose you are. And that's why I bless and praise God for saying yes to him, amen, because my spiritual identity, your spiritual identity, is really what's going to get you and produce what you receive, amen. And, yeah, you can have monetary stuff and gain and all that, but what spirit you're of, how you possess it, really declares who you are. And so in this message that God, you know, Father God wanted me to share with you and declare to you by declaring to you that he's going to bring forth your talents and your gift, amen, by his favor. And so the word of God said that your gifts shall make room for you and bring you before great men, amen. And I was speaking specifically, amen, to those who are of the body of Christ, and I'm also speaking to those who don't know the Lord. So I thank God for everybody that comes to my broadcast, because this message is for you to heed and warn and receive and have your eyes open so you can come into the knowledge of Christ, and so you can know, discern that which is of God and not of God. Amen. So the thing that I wanted to touch on is the power of sanctification, amen, because this is where if you're saved and you're born again and you're part of the household of faith, amen, household of faith, he said that you may have an inheritance among those that are sanctified. And I want to go to the scripture that I put on my Facebook post yesterday, which comes from Acts, the 20th chapter, the 29th to the first verse, because he gave me this as confirmation of what Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote and spoke in speaking to us, amen, speaking to me as sheep of his pasture, as a believer in Christ. And he says, "For I know this, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise. Amen. So he was warning that that after he departed, because he knew that he was going to leave this life, he warned that grievous wolves would enter in among you. Amen. Not sparing the flock, not caring about your soul, not caring about what's best for your life. Amen. And he even spoke of those who say they were the household of faith, that men shall arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Amen. So you have people who deliberately or unknowingly, because they're just speaking on what they've been taught and brainwashed or just what they heard, will draw you away to make disciples after them. And that's why I am so passionate about preaching the gospel, amen, because when I come to you, I come to you preaching Jesus Christ, amen, him who sent his life, died for your sins, amen, for that you might come into the saving knowledge and be in right standing with Father God, amen. And these people who draw you away to make disciples of you after them, not in the image of Father God, not preaching his righteousness, his love for you, but making disciples of you so that you can miss your rightful place, amen, your rightful inheritance, amen, and that you will not, that your soul will not be saved, amen. He goes on to say, therefore, watch and remember, amen. So that means, therefore, to watch, that means your eyes have been open. Amen. That means we have come into the light of Christ. We know the way because he showed it to us. And he said, not only therefore watch, but he said, remember that by space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears, because he knew this time was going to come. And I tell you, we are in a very grievous time, a very terrifying time right now, because we're seeing what God's holy word that he spoke by way of his holy prophets come to pass, amen, fulfilled by Christ. And he knew that these days were going to come. And he goes on to say, and now, brethren, I commend you to God, amen. As he wrote these letters, his salutation to them was, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Hallelujah. The word of his grace. Because again, his word would not return to him void, but it prospered until he sent it. Whether it's the written word or the prophetic word, amen, it is the word of the Lord that will keep us, amen. He goes on to say, which is able to what? Build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified, amen. And so he in his salutation, he was letting you know that the word is able to build you up, amen, and to give, amen, you. That means you ain't got to take, amen, and that's why he went on here to say in the next verse, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yeah, ye yourselves know that with these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Amen. So Paul was saying here that our inheritance among those who are sanctified, those who keep the word of his patience, amen, those who are watching, those who keep in remembrance what they were taught, amen. And he went to and spoke about silver and gold, because that's what many who are speaking these perverse things, amen, are trying to do, and what they really want is silver and gold, amen, and that's why they're drawing you away. And the thing that with these erroneous doctrines. Now, the reason why I put on here as an example of evil dogma or erroneous dogma or teaching and people seeing themselves as being less than or victims or the word the Lord gave me, minority. And I'm going to read that for you real quick, because I put on that a definition. It says, minority is the smaller in number of two groups consulted in a whole, especially a group having less than the number of votes necessary for control. The proposition was opposed by a minority of voters. Amen. A part of the population differing from others, in sense of characteristics. amen, and often subject to different ritual treatment, amen. And I tell you, before I got saved, amen, I was a minority, amen. And as I share with you, I often share with you, I don't see race. Let me say, make that real clear. I don't deal with people as based on color. I see God. Either you're of God, you're not of God. Either you're anointed or you're not anointed, or you've been unanointed. That's how I see people. Amen. And the thing about people who will come to you and preach about or use your ethnicity or your race as a way of trying to draw you away is of the devil. Because Father God does not deal with us as inhabitants in the earth according to race. He's always dealt with as inhabitants of the earth according to what? Nations. Now, nations is made up of cultures and ethnicity for sure. But God, Father God, always have dealt with us according to nations. And that's why he always said in his word and spoke to and said to the children of Israel, which is made up of different ethnicities and races, but he always spoke to them as a whole, that if you didn't serve me, he will cause other nations to rise up against you, amen, against Israel. And so I wanted to say that, amen. God deals with us as nations, amen, and as a people. Now, the fulfillment of Christ comes, it's now individual, amen, which is why Jesus said in these last days, save yourself from this wicked and untoward generation. It is now personal. Amen. It's not every man for himself. Amen. And so you need to understand that anyone who's trying to draw you away and trying to get you to deal with things based on these minute levels is only doing it to bring division, or they have something to gain. Now, the thing that the Lord was sharing with me in this message was that he said that in customs, let me go to that. Let me read that definition of different customs, because he also gave me that. He said, in customs, which speaks to two different things, according to the definition. I'm going to read that right now. Customs speaks to, is defined as duties, tolls, or imports imposed by the sovereign law of a country on imports or exports, usually singular in construction. The agency, establishment, or procedure for collecting such customs went through customs at the airport without any difficulty, business, or patronage. Usually habitual patrons. Now I'm going to stop there because it speaks to two different things. And he was saying that as he takes us, hallelujah, as he gives us access to the throne of God, as he unveils to us where our stuff is, amen, and he takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory, he's going to cover us, amen. We're going to have it easy. May he go make easy and successful our way for us to be able to go from point A to point B, amen. And he said that what's going to govern this is the word that he's spoken, amen. And this word customs, again, when you're going through before the throne of God, amen, and you're seeking him and you're declaring the heavens about what you have, amen, there's no respect for persons, amen. As heirs of salvation, when we come before the throne, we come boldly, amen, to obtain mercy and find help in a time of need. We're coming boldly. And so customs, as it is, it relates to the procedure that you have to go through in customs such as the airport, that whole process. They're not looking at what race you are. They just want to know what business you have at the place you're going to, how long are you staying. Amen. Are you a threat to the place that you're going? Amen. So custom speaks to two different things, and I wanted to take my time and just read the definition, because in the definition it's saying a lot. Amen. And that governs what goes in and what goes out. Amen. And that's why we need the gatekeepers. Amen. That's why God needs you to be on guard and on watch. Amen. To watch for the wolves in the sheep clothing. Amen. And who will try to eat up the flock, who don't care nothing about your soul. Amen. That's why I'm here. Amen. Because he sent me and anointed me and chose me because of the things that I have been through. Amen. And many people, and I don't expect people to know what I know spiritually. Amen. Some people don't know the depths of Satan. Even though they dibbing and dabbing and the victim of his stuff, they don't know. Amen. And some of us know the depths of Satan. I've been to places in darkness you would never believe. Amen. And if it had not been for me being anointed and God delivered me, set me free, I wouldn't be here. Amen. So we need some real Holy Ghost-filled people, people who are tri stones, overcomers, amen, to know how to deal with some stuff that you're not of. And so this is a side note. You know, you need to praise and thank God for everybody that you meet, amen, that he sends, and be able to identify those people. And I'm going to continue to read the definition of customs because it's really important for you to understand that not only does it speak to transportation and transference, amen, how God's going to do that safely, amen, and that's why some of this stuff has to be cut down and hewn down because it's blocking and stopping people deliberately, amen, from receiving what God has for them, amen. Now, another definition for customs is the uses of practice common to many or to a particular place or class or habitual with an individual. It is the custom long established practice considered as unwritten law. Repeated practice, custom makes all things easy. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that I so love about this part of the definition is that we all have our own practices, amen, and our expression in worshiping God, amen. And that's why I called and named my ministry Brides of Christ. There's only one bride, but there's many expressions, amen. And so I celebrate everyone who has their expression of God in spirit and in truth, amen, in holiness and in righteousness, amen. And so the definition, again, of customs is the practice of what is unwritten, amen, law, amen. So it's something that we practice, but it's not law, amen, because it's custom to what? Each one of us individually because we have a personal relationship with Christ. I'm not under some a cookie-cutter religion, amen. What God speaks to me is unique. Amen. What law I'm under, what I have to abide by is different from somebody else because he knows my brain. Amen. What I can do, you can't do. What you can do, I might can't do. Amen. That's what makes customs and our practice of customs easy, at least it's supposed to be. Amen. I don't live under any type of law. There is no law that operates from love. Amen. Christ came to set us free. Amen. And so the definition goes on to say that the whole body of usages, practices, or conventions that regulate, that's it right there. He said, I want you to focus on that, that regulates social life, family, kinship, and constitute the grounds of community. Amen. And that's what I really want to expound upon right there. When we have right practice, amen, right spiritual practice that's governed by love and purity and righteousness and openness, amen, it itself will what regulate social life, family, kinship, and is the grounds of what forms and builds what the community that builds what the community, amen, the community, the physical community that we live in, amen. So when you have people who don't have right spiritual practice, deliberate demonic spiritual practices or dogma with the intent of deceiving you and drawing you away, that's dangerous, amen. And so the Lord was speaking to me and said to me that he talked a lot about our works and our deeds because custom speaks of what? our practices, our spiritual practices, amen. We practice every day what we believe, amen. And it's time to reevaluate, relook at those things, or even probably even stop and take and get rid of some practices that you have, and even some fellowships that you have with people. That's not right. That's not right, because if it's not producing life, what's the purpose of it, amen? If it's not, if it's violating somebody else's right, if it's destroying the moral fiber of the family. If it's leading your soul to hell, if it's bringing division in the community, what good is it? It's no good. Amen? And the Lord was sharing with me this morning that that's why he talked a lot about our works and our deeds in great detail. He said, understanding this is what's important, because it is what you sow that you will reap. Amen. And Jesus talked about the danger of being a hypocrite. He talked about the danger of being whitewashing. Amen. And again, that's why I said men love darkness rather than light. He said come to the light that deeds will reprove. That's the MO of Satan. Amen. It's to hide and to cover up. Amen, and deceive. Again, because people don't want to be exposed to what they're doing, because they love evil. They get off on being evil and doing evil things. And that's going to be rectified and dealt with. Amen, and that's why as believers, we have to be spirit-filled, on watch, on guard, walking in our authority. Amen, asking God to expose himself, unveil it, however it's working, whoever's working through, especially people who are in these certain positions. Amen, because this stuff comes to solely undermine, amen, our liberties, amen, and even sometimes boldly try to take us out of the way. Now, he was saying that these are perilous times, and terror and fear is running rapid, amen, and that's really, really sad, because, again, Jesus prophesied, the prophets prophesied of these times, and he was saying that this is the work of the devil, and he uses this to purposely to lead you astray. And he was saying that that we're living in a time and day where people will be overtaken by the enemy. And he said this is the time of woe. Woe is a time of woe. And he gave me this scripture, because he said, because when people operate out of things and you don't really know the fullness of it, amen, the devil ain't going to show you the big picture. People who come to you ain't going to tell you and be honest with you about what they're doing. And that's why you really have to have spiritual eyes and ear to see and hear, amen, and go beyond what people are saying to you. And he said, really, you know, he talked about what we sow and what we reap. Is because he said that it's going to be manifested. And he gave me Luke, the 21st chapter. He said that these are the days that are not only his judgment, but these be the days of vengeance, according to Luke, the 21st chapter, 22 through the 21st verse. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. And he went on to say, but woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck. In those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive unto what? All nations. Amen. So you see, you have people who are represented by certain nations, amen, who will lead you astray, amen, and no matter what nation that is, amen. I mean, so again, I don't get into race and all that stuff. I'm saying and speaking specifically of the manifestation. And yes, if it's whatever race, black, white, whatever, you know, Afro-American, whatever nation that person represents, is still evil. Let me make that real clear. This is not a message of me trying to attack anybody. Nation represents the heavens of the earth that God created from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. The children of Israel. Amen. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentile until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Amen. So he was saying this because he said, woe unto you who gives suck. Because these are perilous times, and these are the times that evil is happening on every front. Amen. And the thing is, you know, if you're not aware of prophetic events, if you're not aware of the Word of God and what He's saying, you're going to be lost. And not only be lost, you'll be made a prey of. Amen. And these people and certain people know what the Word of God says. That's why many people fight against the truth, because either they know it and don't want to hear to it, or they just don't want to hear it. Amen. Because they want to do their own thing, which is fine. God gave us free will. But he said, living in this world and the worlds to come without knowing and accepting what Father God said would come to pass by way of his prophets and fulfilled in Christ is dangerous. And he was saying to me, that's why the gospel message is so important, because what the devil is doing is using the fear factor. And what people are doing is using the fear factor. And I just gave you the example of when people use race as a backdrop, or use it as a front to do that stuff, amen. And really, it's about your soul, amen. It's about your soul and where your soul lies. And he was saying that the enemy is using these fear tactics and using the economic systems and talking about money and using all this stuff as a way of trying to put you in fear, amen. And what the Lord was saying to me was that people who listen to this kind of stuff, and you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, amen, and know that it's really about your soul. Because, again, a lot of things are happening in the world in different places where we're really not safe. None of us are safe. And I felt that within my own self. I'm like, Lord, I'm saved, and I'm anxious. You know, and that's why he said, be of good comfort, amen. That's why he talks to his sheep and those of us who have received him as Lord and Savior, because he knew these days will come. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to let you know that, you know, you can have that godly security, amen. That godly security is not in what you do and what you gain, amen. I'm going to give you one example by another scripture, which is Luke, the 12th chapter, the 13th and 19th verse, where Jesus was saying, the Lord was saying that one of the company said unto him, when he was going about, you know, establishing the kingdom of heaven, that one who was in the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me judge or divider over you? He said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. And he spake unto the parable of him, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow all my fruits. And he said unto, he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will be And there I will bestow my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, drink, and be merry. And so he was saying that, warning to them who is rich in this world. Amen. He was saying to me that the rich man, this rich man, was so caught up in making money and his stuff, he took solace in that. But the next scripture says that day the Lord said that his soul was required of him. Amen. So we have to be careful that not to look at prosperity as the answer, because it's not. Amen. And even being poor is not. Amen. Because Jesus said, Lo, the poor you have with you always. Amen. And he said that even being poor, I know that people will try to make merchandise of you. Amen. Being poor, that's why many will try to convince you, oh, come with us. You know, if you come with us, we'll help you out. You can get set up and all this stuff. God said, no. You know, that's why it's important for you to understand that when God releases your inheritance, anything that you come into should be by way of what? You working for it. Amen. And God, you will receive your reward by what you work for. Amen. And I tell you, I wouldn't give credit, amen, to no one person, no one man, and say that they are oppressing me or doing that. It relates to my future, amen, my destiny, what he has for me, Amen. Yes, there are some certain things happening in the earth realm, but truly the blessing about being saved, amen, is that nothing can stop what God has for you, amen, by his favor, amen. That's why we need to supernaturally come into our inheritance, amen, and know that our place is what? Among those who are sanctified, those who love God and his word. Because what? The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. The cattle of all thousand heads belongs to him, amen. So this man who had plenty, when his soul was required to him, required of him, and he was called into God's judgment, guess what was left? His stuff. His stuff. Amen. So before my time expires, I want to quickly share this with you, because he was saying that in these last days, people are looking for comfort. And he was saying that's why the churches are so filled with people coming, because they're afraid. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with having a healthy fear. You need the healthy fear of God. And that's the problem. People don't respect God, don't want God. They want his stuff. Amen. They want to have all the blessings and all the stuff, but they don't fear him. Amen. They don't want to live for him. And he said the devil has taken advantage of that. So now he's using the quote unquote the minority and any other thing, systems he can use to try to woo you away. So I want to just say that in closing, that the Lord died for your sins, amen, and that, you know, this is a time when people are really getting into escapism. You know, they really are drowning themselves in pleasures and looking for a way of escape, amen, and that's a sign. That's a good sign that something is wrong. Again, your soul knows. Your soul knows. And what we need to do is make sure that our soul is in a place where it has security. Amen. And you cannot have that security and that peace unless your soul is at peace and at rest with the Lord. Amen. And that's the purpose of this message, to let you know that all these systems will fail, amen, but the Lord will never fail, amen. And it's important for you to understand that straight is the way. Straight is the way that leads to salvation. Why? And broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many be there that find it, amen. So I have a lot more in my notes that I have not gotten to in this message, and I'll come back at another time. In fact, I'm coming back this week to finish it up. So this is going to be part one, because I don't want to miss anything I have in my notes as what the Lord is saying for this message. But I just want you to know that the Lord knows what you need, have need up for you even ask, amen. And be careful in your seeking the Lord, amen. He said he that hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness shall be filled, amen. And that you opening yourself up to people who you don't know really what the depths of their spirituality is based on, amen. One indication should be for sure is their fruit, amen, and their lifestyle. That should be one. But, you know, be careful, amen. If you really want to feel comfort, if you really want to feel safe and secure, the only way is repenting of your sins, asking the Lord to come into your life. Because, again, what you sow, you're going to reap. What your children are going to reap. Amen. You can't add innocent blood and come against people, innocent or saved, and think that it's not going to come back. This stuff is going to come back on your families, on your children. That's why Jesus warned about, well, those who give suck. Because what a man sows, that must he also reap. Amen. And so don't allow yourself to be used by the terrors of this world, which are the children of darkness, and don't let them deceive and bait you, amen, and even brainwash you by using worldly systems and current events and affairs to put you in fear, amen, or even to place blame, amen, because what I get and don't get is up to me, amen, according to my faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. I love you. Peace, blessings, and much love. I will definitely upload this to my Facebook, my Twitter feed, and I will be back on this week for more. Wonderful Wednesday. Yeah, I'll come back Wonderful Wednesday and share part two of this. But until then, God bless you. Peace, blessings, and much love. His favor is upon you. Walk in the fear and the love of God.